Okay, we can stand for the pledge.
A pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
You might guess.
I went online and looked up Ag Markets, and looked up their section on sound agricultural practices, because I wanted to see what it's all about. And said that if they make a determination that something is a sound agricultural practice, that it is a determination that it's not a public nuisance. And they listed a whole bunch of different cases that they had handled, and some of them they found were sound, some of them they found were unsound, and some of them were undetermined. And since Jason has requested a determination that to see whether he is following sound agricultural practices, I feel that our hiring somebody to determine the same thing would be premature. I think we should wait until that determination is made and save the taxpayers some money. And then if they find that it's unsound or indeterminate, then we hire somebody to be an arbitrator and make that determination.
Okay, so what Mary Jo is referring to,
doesn't that only answer the nuisance piece? We discussed this last week about, we understand there's no nuisance claim in anymore because it was withdrawn. This is a public health.
No. The agriculture and markets department, from what I understand, and you can call them and ask them yourself, is that if there is a public health risk associated with the practice, they will not issue that sound agricultural practices determination letter. They look at all these things. They look at our local laws. They look at our public nuisance law, which states that if there's a sound agricultural practices letter, or if it's determined that it's a sound agricultural practice, then there is no public nuisance with respect to our public nuisance law.
How does he get that?
How does he get the letter?
Yeah. Does someone come down and inspect them?
They have that.
They've been doing, the inspection, the process is anywhere from a year to 18 months. Mm-hmm. And it could be longer, but that's the average time that it takes. Agriculture and markets will send people down in of their expertise. They'll draw from outside agencies if they need to, depending on what the nature of the practices that they're looking to be determined as sound. Some of them have to do with, you know, manure spreading. Is my manure spreading practice a sound agricultural practice? So it depends upon what the applicant is asking the Agriculture and Markets Department to determine. I don't know specifically what Jason asked them to determine, but they will come out with the letter and they will specifically state in their determination what it was asked of them to determine and then what their determination was. So it will also lay out their investigative steps and who they talked to and what the determinations were on all these different facets. And if we look at this letter and we find that they adequately addressed the public health issue, then I think that us revisiting the public health issue would just be a waste of time, effort, and money. If we feel that they haven't adequately addressed the public health issue, then we can move forward with it. But what Mary Jo was referring to initially was that public Health Board is authorized to do certain things under Public Health Law Section 309. And that is to issue subpoenas, to compel the attendance of witnesses, to administer oaths, to designate one of its members to sign and issue the subpoenas, and to appoint one or more hearing officers as necessary to carry out its functions and duties. The hearing officer shall have the same powers possessed by the board and conduct hearings, and the hearing officer shall function under the supervision of the local board and make findings of fact and recommendations to the board. That's what we are looking at doing, is to appoint a hearing officer that will conduct the hearing and then will report their findings or his or her findings of fact and recommendations to us as the board. If we reach that point of needing the hearing officer, now we have asked at our last town board meeting, we asked Tal Rapley, our town attorney, to go ahead and see if he could find a retired judge or attorney to act as the hearing officer. He's only had about a week to work on it. He hasn't had success yet, but he did today email me a couple of names. One of them is a retired Albany County Supreme Court judge from the Third Department. And another, I'm not going to give out the name, another is a retired state assemblyman and retired judge who runs his own law firm in the Albany area. So there's two very prominent, respectable individuals who might be, or at least one of them has expressed an interest in doing it, and the other one may be interested in doing it. We just have to hear back from him. So there are two individuals right there that we might possibly use or consider using if the need arises. So
who's a representative that came down to see your operation from Agnes Market?
Bob Summers.
And does Bob Summers, for him to make his determination, does he get all the reports from our health officer, Dr. Schneider?
No, he takes everything on his own.
On his own?
He came down, did soil sample. Oh, well, he had an attorney come down from Agnes Market. He had topos done. He had...
what do you have done?
A topos for grade, to make sure the grade was away from... Yeah, it goes away from the houses. He made sure they did, I think, three water samples. The smell, he said it's just... That's what farming's about. Nothing really to test with that. He wanted to make sure the animals were safe. It was one of his biggest things, that there's proper shade and water for the animals. They're getting the proper, they had shelter.
But there's no, there's no recommendation.
I don't know, from what I've read.
They did a soil sample?
But from what I've read though, Jason, is that they will interview Agnes Market will interview.
They have gotten letters from Doug, from what I understand.
They will interview Doug.
They have.
They will interview.
Call them first.
They will interview the doctor. I understand that they'll do this interview, and I don't know if they interviewed.
I know the town agricultural practice.
It's been going on a while, hasn't it?
Well, right now it's on the last step. It's on the last step right now. Was it USDA? Is the only part that needs to be seen yet? Is USDA, and they don't have to see it, but if they feel it's necessary, they're going to give it to USDA. But according to Mick, which lives right there close to the property, actually he's right next, he's connecting to that piece of property.
Who is this?
Mick Bignell?
Okay.
He spoke to me a couple weeks ago and said that I was getting the sound agricultural practice certificate, and you know, if they don't see it, there's anything wrong health-wise for the pig or human.
Well,
and then we got a proposed letter. We have litigation going on already, so we got a letter stating that we were getting this sound agricultural practice. It just was in the final steps. you know, whatever.
You got a letter from what, the Agriculture Markets Department?
Yes, we did.
And who did that letter go to?
It went to my attorney.
And who did your attorney give it to, anybody?
Not that I know, besides the judge.
The court, they gave it to the court.
They gave it to the court.
Supplied it to the court.
Yep, they supplied it to the court.
That's why the case is on hold right now?
That's why it's on hold right now, yep. Just on that letter. But I'm, like, as far as I know, I'm getting it. It would have to be like over 750 head of hog for it to be, to like the next level of farming.
Which would be, they consider it to be a, animal feeding.
Yeah, high, yeah.
I have a call into Bob Summers. We played a little phone tag today. I wanted to see what the status of it was before the meeting today, and, you know, we just played phone tag. So I can't answer that, because I didn't.
I know, they're just dotting all, they know it's gonna go to court, so they're dotting all their T's.
I do know I have a call into him. And I didn't know whether this, the other question I had for him was that this was a fairly recent development, this public health nuisance complaint made by Doug to the health department, that may or may not have been part of their investigation when they did it to start with, so I don't know whether they were.
That was the first person Doug called, was Ag and Market, and wrote them a letter, from my understanding. Bob Summers said that he was out at my property 5 months prior from me having him go out there. He was out there and stood on the other, on Infantino's land, and looked over, and he said he told Doug that, you know, it looked like a sound agricultural practice, and then when the nuisance thing came in, you said, get the sound agricultural practice, and this will be solved. So that's when I took it, and I called him, I said, listen, I need this sound agricultural practice, this is agricultural land, this has been farmland, what do I do? And they said, all right, we're gonna take a look. I said, I'm being sued. They said, okay, we're gonna come down and take a look at it, Mr. Watts. They came down, looked at it. I said, is there anything I can do better? And they said, no.
Well, no, Jason.
When was that, last year, 2 years ago?
Oh, no, it's been going on for.
No, I know it's been going. When was the last visit?
The last visit was 2 months ago, probably.
Oh, Bob Summers was there 2 months ago?
Yeah, probably. Bob Summers makes surprise visits. He's actually gone in the woods and looked around, I guess, according, you know, he's had conversations with my attorney. So I know they've, because I don't keep manure on the site. I take the manure from off site and bring it over to my house. So, I mean, I don't keep it there.
My question for him was gonna be more along the lines of, you've been doing this ongoing investigation, but the public health complaint that Doug made is a fairly recent complaint.
The way my understanding is with it is that once you get the sound out to cultural practice, you would have to get them to come out again before you could proceed to do anything with me or any other farmer, because it trumps all
no,
the town.
But my issue, Jason,
okay,
was I just wanted to know whether or not Mr. Summers or Summer had was aware of the public health nuisance.
Yes, he is aware of that.
And was including that as part of his investigation with respect to.
Yes, because he had got notified that we should have a mediator come in, suggested from Doug, place out of Catskill, was it? Some mediation group?
Common Grounds.
Yeah, Common Grounds. Yeah. Sure, Doug was talking about it.
Doug requested
for Common Grounds.
They're on William Street, I think.
Yeah. So, and that was 3 months, 4 months ago that was, and I asked my lawyer, and he said, we're too far into it now for Common Grounds, you know, legally.
So, your question was, is it the most recent complaint, health complaint, was taken into consideration?
Well, he said he got. Mick got a letter.
And that would be what I have to ask him, because okay. I don't know the answer to that question.
And he would have to take into, I would think he would have to take into consideration the additional letters from Dr. Snyder's too.
You would think he would, but you know, well, the other thing is too, Gary, what I would say to that is, and at some point in time, and you've done investigations, you know, if the person keeps pushing the same issue over and over and over again without anything new.
I'm not saying that. The only thing I would think of would be Bob Summers may be an expert at testing soil, air, and stuff like that, but a health code officer, Schneider, or whoever else would have the effects of that. I mean, Summers isn't a doctor.
Right.
He is, so he could, and Dr. Schneider's not environmentalist, soil tester, whatever the case might be. So one would help the other, I would think. This is my
Well,
findings.
They have their own, because that, there was four people, I don't remember exactly what. One was an attorney, one was to make sure the animals lived in, they had the proper feeding, like a nutritionist. One was there for the humans, and one overseen it all, which Bob Summer overseen everybody else that was there. There was four people on the property. Matter of fact, the attorney was a lady, and she got out, and she was like, this is the nicest farm I've been brought to. So, you know, I get what you're trying to say. I understand. I mean, I foiled for your paperwork, you know, from that you had read the other day.
Yeah,
you know,
just,
we had foiled for it.
We don't even, to answer that foil, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, he read it.
Know,
he
I
said there was a letter last meeting.
I don't know what he read the other day. I don't know what he read.
No,
I have no idea what he read.
He has
it. I brought it with me because I just got them. I was off all last week on vacation, but I just got Sherry's email. And I just read one sentence out of Dr. Schneider's.
Was it Dr.
Facts.
Schneider's letter?
Yeah.
Now, I think you probably already got.
No, this was
this
a new one.
So it's not a new letter?
This was a three-page fax, and it said in the, this is what I mentioned, the, you know, there's tons of dialogue in there, but the last sentence said.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you could read it right out to us.
The last sentence or the whole letter?
No, the whole letter. I mean, we don't have a clue. We've been asking for it.
Okay, well, I'll hit the last sentence, and I'll do the whole thing. I have no problem with that. It says, please, in the best interest of all parties, provide them with a second opinion from another town health board that can reassess this issue. So
we can't do that. Well, I don't believe we can do that. I don't believe we can pull in another health, a town health board.
Well, it was the direction we were talking about this was in our mailbox. It was faxed here on June 19th.
I think that was in response to my request for him to come when he said he didn't give me enough notice.
Yes, it's to
okay.
You.
That was part of you didn't give me enough notice letter.
But we would like copies of that if you could. We foiled for it.
Yeah,
he's
saying I couldn't come. You didn't give me enough notice, and. There's other stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's the basic tenor.
It reiterates a lot of stuff that he's mentioned in the past, but the closing sentence, he has given his opinion, but it almost seems like there's this perception of everyone.
An opinion or potential?
I mean, there's
could-as,
should-as. Any orders
don't
count.
The other ones look the exact
I mean, does a fire company sit outside my house when I do welding? Because
right, so
there could be a fire going on right now.
I don't have the language to look at right now.
I'm just saying, they don't do that.
So if we move forward with the investigation phase of this complaint, and we move forward in the way that I think the board is going to agree to move forward, and that is to hire an outside person to do the hearing, to conduct the hearing, I would assume, I can't imagine that he wouldn't, that he would have Dr. Schneider come in and testify before him and ask Dr. Schneider questions, those very questions that we are asking and that you are asking. What is this opinion based on? What testing, if any, has been done? Or are you just listing a parade of horribles that may occur, but that there's no evidence that is actually there on the site?
And this assumes the Ag and Market letter hasn't satisfied
this assumes,
your...
Well...
I think it should be done as
this
well.
In addition to?
In addition to.
I think if the courts are saying
that's
we
a,
should hold
that's
off
a matter
on
that,
this,
that we haven't
the courts.
The courts
voted
that
on,
we're in
yeah,
litigation with?
Okay.
Your personal civil litigation with them?
Right. The courts are saying.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the board.
It's one and the same.
Your civil lawsuit, that family doesn't have anything to do with the board decision.
I don't know that the private nuisance lawsuit has any interplay with the public.
Well, you mean, okay, so that's fine, I can understand that. But once you get the sound agricultural practice, this is a state-regulated thing. You mean to tell me the town's gonna try to overstep what the state has decided? This big state, this little tiny town's gonna try to overstep what the state has already recommended and suggested and said that it is? And don't think that I won't have surprise visits throughout, because I'm the sound agricultural practice. They will be at my farm, if not every month, every couple of months, making sure and to continue that I still practice the same way that I proposed myself practicing in the beginning when I got this sound agricultural. And I've been warned about this. So you mean to tell me the town is gonna say, we're gonna get somebody else because we don't like this decision?
Well, you don't have a decision yet.
I mean, you're gonna get it. So, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I think we need to look at...
I think you need to talk to Dr. Summers, Bob Summers.
We would look at what the findings are and then see how they came up with the findings and if it's thorough.
Well, you're gonna see it's really thorough because it took a long time.
If we feel that it's thoroughly examined, then that would be the end of it.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
As far as I'm concerned.
My feeling
on the matter is that we should wait for the letter, because for us to move forward,
we're wasting money.
Right now would be a waste of money and time, especially if the letter comes back and addresses the
I mean, because the town has done stuff. They have done water samples, and they have had an engineer out on with the taxpayer dollars, you know, doing perk tests, and found nothing. They found nothing. The town's already paid for this once and found nothing. So for it to do it again without any kind of water being contaminated, I mean, is just really, it is a waste of money. I wait for the sound practice. If I don't get the sound practice agricultural, I won't put pigs out of there. But you're gonna get it. You couldn't take care of pigs any better than the way I'm taking care of them. If I don't get it, I would move, I promise you, I would move them out of there. But I'm gonna get it. I wouldn't keep them if I couldn't.
Well, in order for the board to move forward on anything, we have to move forward with a vote. Right now, we would have to.
I'm gonna tell you right now that I understand what you're saying, but I think some independent party should do what you said with Dr. Snyder, to say, where are you getting this information from? Is this just your opinion, or is there factual proof of potential medical issues? I don't know how long. You said it could take 18 months for
but
that
how,
to come.
How do we know?
Oh, we're on the last stretch. We should have it, I think, within a month or so. By August.
We don't.
That's what I mean.
But they haven't spoken to Dr. Snyder.
I don't know. Let's wait and see what they spoke to him or not.
Why would they
expedite this?
Because if we spend the money to hire an arbitrator and then we find out that he has a letter saying that it's a sound agricultural practice, and we read the material and we believe it's a thorough investigation, we've wasted taxpayers' dollars.
Has Dr. Snyder ever mentioned what test he has performed to come to this conclusion?
I've never spoken to him about this. Personally spoken.
I have never spoken to him personally about this either.
So as far as we know right now, it's just something he's pulling out of thin air.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's received any information from Ag and Market. That's where Ag and Market came in. They measured the distance between my pens. And they said it's an absolute perfect situation because the grass is a filtration between the pens. There's only one sow per pen. Yes, there is two pigs in them sometimes, but that's when you're breeding. It takes two to have babies. Sorry. You know, that's just nature. You know, for the most part, I don't keep two together. You know, I showed you guys, I rotate the pens. I throw seed in there to pull the nitrogen out of the ground, any nitrogen that's in there. And then I remove the pigs back into the ones that after I cleaned them. You can't do it any better. They're most of them are show pigs. Most of them sit in 4-H. I don't have little kids coming in and gonna sit in poo. I can't have it. I can't get the high dollar I am for the pigs if they're sitting in poop. You know how many times I go to a pig farm and I go, I'm not bringing them pigs home. They're not coming back to my farm. And a guy goes, why? Because look at the way they live. It's nothing. I can't bring that back to my farm. If I brought something back like that, I have to quarantine it far away for at least 30 to 60 days before I would even introduce that into my herd. I mean, that would be ridiculous for me to do something like that. It could be devastating. I've walked away from many sales of pigs because of the conditions that they lived in. There's no conditions like mine. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but I've been to hundreds of pig farms, and there's none out there that are as nice as mine. You've had your town, Stacy Sprague has been out there, Richie Hilgendorf has been out there, zero smell. The three of you were out there, didn't come to the meeting afterwards, didn't smell that day, and that was a sloppy day.
Well, it was a smell.
Yeah, but was it overly, I mean, they could have farted and it would have been just that much. I mean, really, I mean, I'm not kidding when I say, you guys want to go to a real pig farm, I'll take you to one. I'll take you to one that has less pigs than mine and smells 1,000 times worse. There's one over in Hudson that Agate Market gave a sound agricultural practice to that is 1,000 times worse than mine. It's not going to happen. I mean...
But I do agree with something that Mary Jo had said. You know, here we are talking about spending taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah.
When ultimately Agate Market has done the town a favor in performing all these tests. They've had the attorney out, they've had the engineer out, they've had a lab technician out. They've done all the tests that the town would request to have done.
Multiple water samples.
So I agree with your statement on, let's see if this sound certificate comes in. We've been open and we told you that the litigation case of this has been postponed and placed on hold waiting for that letter. And that's where we're currently.
And we know it's right around the corner. And I think
that was one of the, you know, three or four questions that I had to Mr. Summer today was, where are we? We were told
he's a really busy man.
Time,
I mean,
we were told 45 days. We're going to be coming close to that 45.
Yes, we were told 45 days.
And I know there was one mandatory review that was pending on the commissioner's desk.
Yep.
And then there were two, not mandatory, but.
They could be if they felt that they need to. One was USDA, and I forget what the other one was.
And then something about some Cornell thing.
Yeah. Which you guys heard from Cornell, but from that guy Hank, he said it was.
We never got really anything.
Oh, you know, no, you weren't there for that. Stacy was out there when Hank came down from Cornell.
He didn't.
No, he didn't come in here. You're right. He
didn't give us anything in writing. So.
Yeah. No,
so,
just what Stacy had told us.
So in order for if I get this right, the board would have to vote to move this forward and hire
an arbitrator.
And if I understand properly, it has to be a majority vote of the board, not just of the members present. So it couldn't be a 2-to-1 vote tonight because we'd have to vote 3-to-0 to hire this arbitrator. Because there's a 5-member
board.
It's a majority of the full board.
Because we're spending money?
No, just because I think any action that we take has to be a vote of the full majority of the full board. And since there's only three of us tonight.
If you can contact Bob.
How's that going to, I mean, Doug's not going to recuse himself? I mean, he's in.
Well, he's not here tonight.
I mean, how are you going to get a full action of the board?
Maybe he did on his own, and I don't know.
I know, I'm just saying.
If he did on his own, then you don't need the 5 vote, then you're voting based on 4.
It would still be 3-to-1. It would have to be a 3-to-1 vote. If it's 2-to-2 fails.
2-to-2 fails. All right.
Because it has to be an affirmative vote. You know, if 2-to-2 tie fails, we can't take action.
You've already reached out to Bob Summers?
I did.
And could one of the questions be, can he give the projected time that he would either say yes or no to this point?
Yes,
I'm not willing.
It's not him though, it's the commissioner.
It's the commissioner.
But
he would have an idea.
8 months or is it
Oh, it's going to be within, it's going to be within a month.
There is no way that Lisa Fisher.
Question that he can give.
There is no way that Lisa Fisher would put this trial on hold for 8 months. She has.
Curious.
Yeah, there's no way. It was promised to us within 45 days, and that was probably 20-something days ago.
I know how the state works, and 45 days turns into 45 months.
Well, what will happen then is she will turn around and say, I've waited long enough, we have to move forward. My appellate division and standards is putting pressure on me to bring this case to a conclusion.
That's kind of a key question for the decision to move forward.
The timeframe? Yeah, we can do that. Anything else you want me to ask about?
I'll send you some emails or something if I think of something else, but that's a key one, because it would have to be, this needs to become a conclusion.
I mean, I know our next court date is the end of August. And I'll be, I believe, or I'm sorry, when trial starts, we'll know when the trial will start.
Before that court date, you'll have that.
I know we will be. I know we will have that.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why the judge pushed it.
We need to know that.
Yes.
I mean, he got a letter. I know our lawyer got a letter saying that, you know, it was going to be done by this certain date. And that was recommended from the judge acts for that, so.
Could you ask him also, I'm just thinking here about, if he has contacted Dr. Snyder and taking anything, any of his reporting in his recommendation?
Would you like my attorney to send the letter that he gave to the judge?
That your attorney gave to the judge, or that Bob Sommer gave?
That Bob Sommer gave, saying that it's going to be taken care of.
If your attorney is willing to give us Bob Sommer's letter that he wrote, that would be.
What, that he wrote?
That he wrote regarding
the
anticipated timeframe, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But if it's just a letter that your attorney wrote, then.
No, it's one from Bob Sommer's himself.
Okay.
It's one from, yeah, it's not in my attorney, couldn't say when Bob Sommer's.
No, I know, so, but you know, sometimes the attorney will write something that.
Yeah, I don't think the judge would want.
Your Honor, we really anticipate, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, contact with Dr. Snyder.
If he has made any to make his determination for their answer.
Okay.
Has Dr. Snyder come to the farm?
He's never mentioned it in any of his.
I mean, letters. You would think he, before he could make any kind of interpretation, he'd come, right?
I thought.
I mean, he would have to come and see him in person. I would think he can't say that, you know. Because what happens if, you know, I mean, I've been to other places that are a lot worse than this, and, you know. I mean, what is farmland then? What's farmland?
Says I visited the site twice to assess the site and placement of big downs from the city.
Yeah, I thought you said you
visited. I'll put this on her desk so you can copy of it.
But what's the definition of farmland then?
I don't know.
Like I mean, if you got designated farmland.
Oh, they did.
You mean anybody that has designated farmland go through what I'm going through right now?
That's no big deal.
I'm just curious because there's a lot of farmers out there asking me this question, and they want to know if they are going to be subject to this same scrutiny that I am being brought against by other, you know, landowners around their farm. Because they're actually getting nervous because they have.
So let me answer the question in this way.
Okay.
All right. If some civilian, whoever that might be, some citizen, makes a complaint about a farming practice that to the health department, that state health department is going to turn that back down to us to investigate. So, yes.
Wow. Even though it's farmland.
And I would assume that the first thing that would happen then is that.
Because I got a list. I got a list of both.
Take a look.
It's bad because you got a list of both sides. I got a list of farmers that are nervous, and I got a list of people that go, boy, if they can do this to you, that means I can do this to this farmer. And then this farmer's sitting there saying, oh boy, what? I'm on registered farmland. This can't happen to me. But meanwhile, I mean, you know, it kind of goes both ways. You guys are opening up a can of worms that will never be.
We didn't open up anything.
Well,
we didn't.
I mean, by not going by, did you? If you read the right to farm from the town of Carroll,
right.
Says in it odors and dust and stuff don't matter.
Agree. But?
And that was signed by the complainant. He made the law. He wrote the law, I believe in what, 2008?
I understand that.
But there are practices, you would have to agree, Jason, as a farmer.
Yes, there is.
There are practices.
You're definitely right, there is.
And if you were to engage in, could contaminate your.
And that's right where Ag and Market comes down.
And that would be.
And if they felt I was wrong, they told me, if they felt that I was wrong when they get there, they would give me a cease and desist order immediately. If they thought there was any health hazards at all, I would have gotten it immediately. I would have got a cease and desist order immediately. As soon as they walked foot on that property, if they felt anything before they did one test, I would have got a cease and desist order. And they would be the ones called, not using the town's resources. The town doesn't know anything about farming. How do you don't know.
But that's really why New York State has
Ag and Market.
And the sound practice.
Is to protect the, and then if you read on that, anything brought after the sound practice certificate's been gotten by me or whoever farmer is, any litigation is taken up with their attorneys, and their attorneys step in, and then anything that you've, you know, done, you got to pay back.
What happens if he gets a sound practice?
It means big stack.
No. I'm not done yet. Slow thinker. And he expands. There is potential that.
At 750 head.
There is potential that someone could always make another health complaint.
Of course.
So this would happen again.
It could. It could possibly happen again. I don't know.
It's not like you get that and that's it. I can do what I want.
I mean, if you went from, I don't know, what do you have, like about 14, 15? I mean, how many pigs do you? I mean, it's variable, right?
It's variable at different times of the year. I mean, right now there's probably 40-something pigs there with all the babies. You know, in another 2 weeks, there's probably going to be 20. You know, and then through the winter, I try not to keep too many at all, just the big ones. And then, you know, come the beginning of the spring, it's when I have the most.
You breed them and
Yeah. And then that's when you get your most money, is in the spring. You know, you don't want to breed them in the winter time because it's harder to keep the babies alive and you lose your, you know, I got one of the boars leaving, you know, this weekend. He's done his deed and he's got to move on to better places, you know. They come and go. Like I said, everybody, everything on my farm is for sale. There ain't nothing on my farm that's not for sale. You come in and say, I'll give you this. Okay. That's a dollar. Mark it down in the book. Which Ag and Market took that, too. They took all my financials.
So Gary's question is that, like, so if you were to expand and add another, say, 40 pens.
That wouldn't even be a problem.
Then somebody might say, well, he's expanded five times what he was before.
It's not a problem to pull up over 750 head, and that's 750 adults.
It's not a problem in the sense that you don't become an animal feeding operation.
Mass feeding operation.
But not at the rate
I have the pens set up.
Right.
I would have to do 750 pens.
No, but what I'm saying is once you hit that magic number of animals, then the DEC steps in?
No, yeah. Just Ag and Market.
Not
DEC's,
the DEC?
No, DEC really has nothing to do with this. I spoke with them. They have nothing to do with this. The DEC has actually regulations. There's more regulations on salt than there is manure. The storage of salt, there's more regulations than manure. There's more hazards from salt than there is manure. So if you look at any, like DEC, yes, has a problem with salt. There's on salt storage. You gotta have special containment uses for salt. It's gotta be covered, can't have any runoff. That's more regulated than the manure. There's more regulations on salt. So if that explains how lenient, you know, the farming. I mean, look at Lashers. You ever go past, they got Story's Farm, that's huge.
Aren't different animals treated differently though?
Cows
and pigs.
The worst, no, different. They're not. They're still the same.
I didn't know.
I mean, there's, you know, potential diseases for any one of them. You would think that I would get it then. First, being that I'm the one right facing with the dust and the manure and the disposal of it, the way it was explained to me by Bob Summers, there's only two, and they were in Europe someplace where it happened, like where a disease could happen. But you can't say that because, you know, there's farms across America that are twice as big, 1,000 times bigger than what I got. It's farmland for a reason. It's to protect it so we can keep and eat. I mean, if you eat meat, you're going to want farms.
My understanding, the way the USDA had laid it out with their animal feeding operations and concentrated animal feeding operations.
Well, that's real hard with the barns.
No, what I'm saying is that they look at, with Gary's question, is how they count animals, and are all animals counted the same? They don't actually count heads. They count what they call units, and a unit is based upon, I think, a cow or of a certain
size.
And so it's based on the size of a cow. So pigs are smaller than cows, so they don't count a pig as a full unit.
Yeah.
So it takes a few more.
It takes 2 or 3 pigs to make a full unit.
And if the piglet's under a certain thing, then it takes so many of them to count as one animal unit. They just don't count heads.
I mean, they're specialists. Ag and Market, these people went to school for just this. So, I mean, you're going to bring in someone that's a human doctor. I mean, you know, let's bring a large animal vet in. I mean, you want some real answers? A vet, no more than, a vet's got to go to school longer than a doctor does.
Well, just keep in mind that most of the manure is not there on the farm. It's off-site. It's not stored there like a lot of farms will.
So tonight, for purposes of this meeting tonight, the issue before us tonight was twofold. Number one, are we going to move forward, if we decide to move forward, by hiring an outside arbitrator or an outside person to actually conduct the fact-finding hearing and submit the findings of fact to the board?
Of health, not of the health board piece, the health piece of it, not the...
You should have took Doug's notes.
Not the nuisance. It's not a nuisance.
Right.
He would be
determining whether or not Jason's practice constituted a public health nuisance.
Right.
Because if he gets the sound practices letter, it's not a public nuisance, according to our public nuisance.
Right.
That is gone. Mm-hmm. So the question is, it's not a public nuisance. Is it a public health nuisance?
Right.
And so if...
That's part of it.
If we were to move forward, the question is, would we move forward with an independent person doing the fact-finding and conducting the hearing, or would we do that ourselves? And I think we're in agreement that we would want to do this with an independent person conducting a fact-finding hearing. So I think that issue is settled.
I would do it.
The
with
question
my attorney
becomes,
would do it because we're in litigation.
It's a matter of timing. Do we hire the person now? In other words, do we do a resolution tonight and say?
I would think that your case would be better in like 4 years from now, after the pigs have been there, not 2 years after they've been there. And they've now come in.
None of us will be on the board for
it. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you would think in years from now there might be a problem, but not.
Here's the thing. We don't have anybody to hire right now.
Jason.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd have to recuse myself, though.
So, well, maybe not, Jason.
Yeah, if I don't win.
Taxpayers could be paying for this when you're off the board, though, so it's very funny. I didn't say it didn't. I just said that if you march ahead and you get an Article 78 and we all have to pay for when you settle out of court or you have to pay him off in Article 78, then when you'll be off the board, I'll be still paying his settlement.
We'll all be still paying it.
Exactly.
We all live in care of.
So, but I think what we really need before we go forward with that, we need to take a look at this ruling.
I agree.
And see how thoroughly they examine it.
Like I said, if I don't get it, I'll tell you what, I'll keep my word. If I don't get it, the pigs would be gone, because it wouldn't be good for the animal or human, and they would be gone.
Okay, but what I'm just saying, that even if you get the sound agricultural practices, we look at how they determined it, and if we feel that it's thoroughly examined, including the health risks, then it stops.
Well, then we would have to vote on it as a board.
It's my opinion that it would stop.
Right, and then we would vote on that.
If it doesn't, then we...
And if the vote is 2-2, 3-2, 3-1, I don't know. I don't know what Doug's gonna do. I have no idea. He's not here tonight to ask, so who knows? I know he was aware of it, so. But for the purposes of tonight, we don't have the votes to move this forward, nor do we have anybody to hire, so. I think we can continue to look to see if there's somebody that is available to hire and that would be willing to do it for us. That doesn't cost us any money.
In the meantime, we'll find out a closer determination date on this letter.
So you know, we can move forward and line somebody up without spending any money. So I think that's where we, and then if we have to pull the trigger, we pull the trigger.
Okay.
There's a lot of stalling going on.
A lot of what?
Stalling going on. Two board members not here. I mean, why didn't you guys come to the last meeting after the thing?
Because I was waiting for something similar to a recommendation from the people that work for the town right now.
Dan
Joyce is not here, not because he didn't want to be here.
Okay.
He had a medical procedure.
No, that's fine. I mean, but like, five of you, all at my farm. Preceding that, we were all come here right afterwards. Two of you showed. Three of you did not show.
And you just said it was because of political reasons that you didn't show up at this meeting. You're supposed to attend a meeting. You're on the board.
We need further recommendations.
Then you didn't attend the meeting? You could show up and say, I'm not ready to vote on it. You attend the meeting. That's what you do. You're on the board. You didn't attend the meeting because of a political reason, you just said.
That's evidence. That's information that I need to make a decision.
Then come to the meeting and say that.
Tell the people that we're all standing outside, that we're wondering what's going on.
Well, we've had the meeting tonight.
And you guys showed up. Thank you.
We will have another meeting. I don't know, do we want to schedule it now, or do we want to wait?
We have another town board meeting in less than two weeks.
Okay. We do.
Oh, no. It's a little over 2 weeks. It's the 8th.
August 7th?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the 7th.
I'm not going to be here.
You're not.
I just thought about it. I'm going to be on vacation in, where am I going to be? Michigan.
I can't remember, Michigan, I think. So I guess we'll just wait for another month.
We could change our board meeting until the following weekend.
Well, I'm going to be gone from the 4th through the 14th or 16th, something like that.
That doesn't
work. I'm going to be gone for, well, it's no sense hauling a camper all the way out there just to haul it back within a couple of days.
Maybe the town's got enough money to fly you back.
That will be after our next court appearance.
Well,
what's that? I'm sorry.
Here's what we'll do. Let me see what Bob Summers got to say. I'll pass that information along to the rest of the board members as far as the time frame goes. And then if we feel we need to set up a special meeting, health board meeting, we'll set up a special health board.
Can I be notified?
We'll notify you, yeah.
Please.
We'll notify the Ostranders, Infantinos, and McGifferts.
Everybody that's in there.
We'll put a notice in the newspaper, we'll put it on the website, we'll put it on the message board out front, we'll put it on the walls and the doors, we'll put it everywhere.
All right.
The website,
the supervisor's web, Facebook page, we'll put it everywhere.
All right.
Because you know we're open that way.
I'm glad to see it.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Okay, then I will make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, that motion is carried 3-0.